Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie Lyon is here to tell us what we can watch. I'm Kat Cullen. I'm ready to watch some stuff. First of all, we are heading to the cinema for The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Hi, Kat. Lucky you're here to watch some things because that's what we're all about, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, so out now at the cinema, we have the prequel to The Hunger Games, and it's actually the fifth installment of the franchise, and it's called The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. This movie is set 10 years after the beginning of The Hunger Games and 64 years before the events of the first movie. We meet Snow, a young man who becomes a mentor for one of the people who's picked to enter the Hunger Games arena. She has to fight for her life. The events that unfold will set the stage for Snow to eventually become the president of Pan Am.
So this is a very like dystopian world where essentially everyone has to fight for their life, very much so. It's kind of a take on like a modern day, a futuristic gladiator concept almost.
Exactly. Dystopian is correct. It's about 300 years in the future, and the world has kind of ended destructively, and there's this Hunger Games system to kind of make sure that all the people of the districts stay nice and calm.
Okay, well, let's have a quick snippet from the trailer.
The Hunger Games, they're to punish the districts. Those tributes don't have a choice.
Your role is to turn these children into spectacles, not survivors.
Smile. It's why we have teeth.
The Hunger Games has been a staple on our screens for over a decade now.
I know, I couldn't believe it. So it did begin on screens in 2012, but it was adapted from a trilogy of books. And the last book actually got the Harry Potter treatment, and it was turned into two movies. That's why there are five installments from four books.
Okay.
So the author, Suzanne Collins, she actually wrote the prequel more recently, and that has now been adapted into this movie that we can now see at cinemas.
We've realized that it's working really well for us. How many more prequels, sequels and spin-offs can we get? There are some big names in here. I think I recognize Peter Dinklage's voice there.
Absolutely. So you might remember that Jennifer Lawrence was the protagonist in the original films. She was in all four of the originals, with some other well-known stars such as Don Sutherland. Woody Harrelson was amazing in it. Liam Hemsworth is in those original movies. And this new movie has some up-and-coming stars as well as Hollywood regulars. Rachel Zegler stars in this one alongside Viola Davis, Peter Dinklage, as you heard, and Jason Schwartzman.
What a cast right there. Mm. Let's also look at another terrifying dystopian tale as we move from the cinema and The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes over to Sky Show and the latest series from The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, so this one is it's one of those must-see TV shows. And from this week, you can actually watch all five seasons on Sky Show. Season 1-5 is released on the 24th of November, so you can rewatch it or catch up with it or binge watch it, depending how much of it you've seen so far. The Handmaid's Tale is based on a book from Margaret Atwood and is a dystopian story that sees fertility rates plummet. And in this new religious world, those with power establish a rule that sees only the wealthy being parents and the women used as slaves and vessels for bringing children into the world. So these women are known as the handmaids, and Offred, one of these handmaids, remembers her time before when she was known as June. She was a wife and a mother to Hannah, and her only goal is to get her daughter back into safety.
Let's have a snippet from the trailer, and this one is from season 5. So there are a few sort of plot points that are going to happen in season 5 given away here. If anything though, it made me want to catch up. I've watched a few seasons, I haven't watched the 4th. It made me want to catch up quickly. So I don't think we're spoiling too much, although there are some little spoilers in here. Here we go. Put your fingers in your ears for 20 seconds if you don't want to hear it.
He took away our country. He had to pay for what he did. I killed him. And I loved it so much.
June tore him apart.
with me.
June, do you want her to come after us?
All right, well, there we go. That's what's going to happen in season 5 then.
Yeah, so the season does follow June as she struggles to live in this dystopian world and she's fighting for her way out. It does actually end with season 6. That's likely to be at least a year away. So at least we have time to catch up on those 5 seasons, and they are now watchable on Sky Show.
Cool. Elizabeth Moss, though, how good is she? She's just
she's so
good in this series. So that's Handmaid's Tale. It's not a light one. If you have not yet watched it, it's dark, and I felt very heavy afterwards watching it. Like, it definitely wasn't something that I would watch if I was already in a bit of a bad mood. I have to be in the right frame of mind. But The Handmaid's Tale really is one to watch. It's a phenomenal idea and concept behind it, and very twisted. As is The Hunger Games. As well, we've covered 2 very dark, weird, dystopian concepts today on Big Screen, Little Screen. If you would like to get a 7-day pass to watch anything on Sky Show, including The Handmaid's Tale, all you need to do is jump on our website, worldradio.ch/bigscreenlittlescreen. Thanks, Susie. Catch you next week.
You're welcome, Kat. See you then.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.